Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning we're at Coverings 2009 in Chicago, and I'm talking to Massimo Bellucci, who is with Vitromex as Director of Marketing. And so, Massimo, how are you doing?
Very good, very good. Good morning. Thank you for coming to Vitromex booth.
Sure. Now, remind our listeners, though, I know all your manufacturing is in Mexico.
Correct. We have state-of-the-art technology in our plants in Mexico. We have several plants throughout the country. We have our main headquarters in Saltillo, which is only 2.5 hours from the border, Texas border, south. And then we have in San Luis Potosí, and we have in Chihuahua. Some very nice plants there making this tile that you see here at the show.
And you've been making tile for many years, right?
40 years. We celebrated last year our 40-year anniversary. And so we're looking forward to many, many more.
Yeah. And, we all know that the market in the U.S. is soft. And I guess the Mexican tile market's also a little soft right now.
It has softened up. But at the same time, Mexico's exports to the United States have surpassed the Italian exports in the last quarters.
That's right.
We're showcasing a lot of activity coming from Mexico.
Actually, we covered that yesterday. We spoke to Donato Grosser, and he was saying that Mexico moved ahead and is now the largest importer into the U.S.
Correct, okay. Correct. I think we have something to do with it, too.
Okay, fantastic. That's fantastic. All right. So we're at the show. We just spoke before we started the interview, and you said, wow, the overall traffic of the show has been down. You actually have been very busy.
Yesterday was the first day of the show, and it was definitely a very busy activity going on here. We had previously done our homework in getting appointments with our main distributors, and so we were pretty busy, and we actually made some nice orders. And the main idea to come to the show was to showcase our new products and new line. So we think we really are achieving that goal.
Okay, and you've got exciting news. You're rolling out a new brand.
Yes, a new brand, especially in these particular times. It's really exciting that we have invested a lot of money and time and efforts to create a new brand that is actually stuck out and addresses the architectural and high-end market needs.
Okay, actually, I was just looking at it a minute ago, and this is gorgeous. So this is, actually, when you look at your, I think you have three brands. You have the Vitromex brand, the Artemis brand, and now this new Arco brand.
Yes, let me explain a little bit the strategy behind the brands. The V Plus Vitromex, it's what we have as a red body ceramic tile. Mm-hmm. And even with this brand, which is really our basic core product, is where we are making new looks in ceramic tile. This is ceramic tile that is getting more attractive day and day. Ceramic tile that has complemented by different sizes, bullnoses, mosaics, decos. So we're complementing that for the mid-market customer. Then we have Artemis, which is our glazed impervious porcelain, and we're very proud because we have worked with the TCNA, and it's all the certified porcelain recognition, certification, and that's like our, how do you say, bringing product to the market with the porcelain, in the porcelain arena. Mm-hmm. And we've been very successful with that. Then we found that we were lacking in more of the high end, looking at the new trends of the market, getting more modern, getting more architectural, and we discovered that we really had an opportunity there. So we invested several million dollars in Italian technology, brought it to our San Luis Potosí plant, and worked with a lot of Italian factories of glaze manufacturers and machinery, and we created this new brand called Arco, and its innovation design is a sub-logo to it because it is really a new design and very innovative.
Well, I don't want to oversimplify what you're doing, but it's almost a good, better, best strategy.
Almost like that, yes. Yeah. Actually, it sounds like a right terminology for it. We're covering three different markets.
And the first two brands are going to primarily be residential, and this brand you're rolling out, Arco, is going to be more on the commercial side.
More on the commercial side. But we're also targeting like a consumer that would be putting marble floors in their house.
Right.
Definitely can put this material in.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of a crossover.
So this Arco, this product that you rolled out, you say is Italian technology, and you're doing it in Mexico, but I'm looking at it right now, and it looks a lot like natural marble.
It does look like natural marble. We're using the latest serigraphic technology to it. We have it semi-polished. Semi-polished means that there's definitely that marble finish to it. So it's a natural finish. It's not completely polished, and it actually creates a more interesting structure to it and finish. but also it's rectified. Marble is rectified, and so is this product. All of these products of the Arco brand are rectified for even looking more like marble, and it can be installed with the butt joint and
so you get very fine installation. Grout line.
Very fine grout line.
And the way you're
putting
the glaze on this product, is it an inkjet process?
No, it's not inkjet. It almost looks like an inkjet because it's so clear, so clear and so well defined, but it's not. It's not an inkjet.
Okay. And how do you get the polished look?
It's polished. After the tile is fired, it goes to our, we have like this enormous giant machine with almost like with their own private room inside where it's polishing the tile, and it comes out and it just looks like what you see now. The results are very, very beautiful.
I got to admit, the architect and designer part of our audience needs to take a look at this because this is a very nice looking product.
Yes.
Is there anything new in the other two lines?
Yes, absolutely. What I was telling you before with the Vitromex brand with the red body tile, we brought up two more new lines. One is called Daphne. We added some new colors, and it's just a nice rustic 18 by 18 size with bullnose and mosaics. Something that it's actually at the upper end of the red body looks. Other colors and other finishes also in other series called Cotton Tico. It's another series that is doing very well for us, and we have placed orders at the show. We're also playing with the wall tile scenario. We've been getting a lot of requests for wall tile, so we're trying to come up with the more and more wall tile floor combos.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Masia, I appreciate you spending time with us. We've been talking to Massimo Bellucci at the Vitromex booth at Coverings 2009, and you're listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.